Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is Friday, June 20th, episode 1683, and let's play the Friday song.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
And all I can tell you is we're doing the countdown for the 4th of July, and this is going to be 14 days from now. That's the only thing on there. It's all good. Let me look at the meme. What does it say? Oh, it's zipped.
Yep.
A little zipper mouth. That's weird.
4th of July is on a Friday. Man, that's good.
Why is it good?
Well, you just...
Oh, stay up late Friday night.
Well, three-day weekend, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be neat. Yeah. The we played the Full House song. You know, the one of the Full House stars has cancer. Dave
Coulier?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you knew Dave Coulier. Good. Yeah.
That's
sad. He's been fighting cancer, so our prayers go out to him. Here's something else that attracted my attention to this morning. Bobby Hayes has a birthday today, and it got to me thinking, how many years was Bobby here? Because she was here when I first started, I think.
Yeah. So... she was the traffic director when Bart bought the station.
Wow. Okay.
It's interesting. Bart and I were having a conversation a couple of weeks back, and I think this is the 42nd year that he's owned the station, or 41st. Bought it in 84. And I've been here 32 years of the, I mean, so my comment was, I've been here 3/4 of the time that you've owned the station, which is odd.
I don't know. Does he realize that sometimes? I don't think so. I wouldn't either. I'd be the same way.
I mean, time, and I see it now, time, it just gets away from you. You know, it just seems like yesterday was the 90s.
I never will forget. I was painting a house on East Main Street. And... we always had the radio on, you know. And Bart came on. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I don't know if this, I don't think this was Bart's regular shift, but he was playing the hits of the 80s. And I thought, man, that's a pretty cool station. I'd not really heard it in a long time, but they used to play rock and roll
right
at WGNS. And then they went to the 80s, like Solid Gold. I think it was called Solid Gold Radio, actually. Or
yeah, that would have been
all gold radio, maybe solid gold, something like that.
A pure gold.
Pure gold, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a little record or a little sign from the old logo.
Yeah, and Bart was spinning the disc. He was playing the he was doing the turntable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, that's pretty cool. So we listened to WGNS. That's when we started really listening pretty heavy. I think I was probably 14.
Now they were playing 60s and 70s songs in the 80s.
Right.
During that pure gold time.
Right. So, well, it was like 60s, 70s, and I think a few 80s.
Maybe early 80s.
Yeah. But that's what got me kind of interested in radio, just catching it, you know, on that. But I can go back that far. But Bobby was here when I started.
Bobby was here when I started. And you know, Bobby worked until probably mid to late 90s, and Melissa's been here since. Melissa's been here almost 20 years, or at 20 right now.
The history of this station is pretty unbelievable, really. I mean, you can go back to people that worked here, John Hood, and it's Monty Hill Sr.
There are so many people. You know, Lisa Trail with City Schools, she used to work here.
Really?
Before she went to the old Middle Tennessee Medical Center to work. And she worked here during school. And she said, I hated producing... or board hopping, that's what I guess producing is the new word. But she said, I hated the Braves because they were not very good then. And then they, she said, and I always dreaded those extra inning games or the games on the West Coast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That started 8:55.
That was a tough gig right there now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Being up here by yourself at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And slapping carts in.
We ought to have a special show one day about that. Maybe have some guests, you know. Or it'd be a good roundtable discussion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe some of them that are still with us, they could be on the air. All right, we've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. We're just sitting around chit-chatting. 6:17, and here's a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Lows drop to 67. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 72. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Our hours are Monday 12 to 6, Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6, and on Saturday 9 to 3. We try to stop donations an hour before we close.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric. Bringing good energy.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Pacers came ready to play in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, blowing out the Thunder 108-91. Pacers had six players in double digits. Obi Toppin was the leading scorer off the bench with 20 points. Tyrese Haliburton had 14 points and 5 assists. Pascal Siakam with a double-double. For OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 21 points in the loss.
The way I see it is we suck tonight. We have to learn the lessons. And we have one game. For everything we've worked for, and so do they. And the better team Sunday will win.
That's right. Game 7 on Sunday at 8 Eastern. In baseball, the Padres survived 5-3 against the Dodgers to avoid a four-game sweep. The Mets have lost six in a row after the Braves defeated them 7-1, and the Phillies edged the Marlins 2-1. At the CONCACAF Gold Cup, USA defeated Saudi Arabia 1-0 to advance to the knockout round.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew, and happy birthday to Bobby, by the way, Bobby Hayes.
That's what
talked
brought
about
that
her
up
this morning. Yeah, sure did.
Yep.
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Manage your power with the MyMTE app track, and with the MyMTE app now. Track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1939. 36. And if you want to tune into your favorite WGNS shows, you can by going live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. That's WGNS 101.9, 100.5, and AM 1450. John Diggins, Brian Baird with you here this morning. Our good neighbor of the day, which we always do at this time, Tammy Caudill is today's good neighbor of the day for being there when you need a friend. Tammy Caudill will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, well, well. Congratulations, Tammy. Someone sent in your name. Why don't you do that for someone out there? If you're listening, you
Tammy, can... Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Comes from a Tammy movie.
Oh.
There are a bunch of Tammy movies. Tammy and the Millionaire, Tammy and the Bachelor, Tammy and the Doctor.
It's not Tammy Caudill, though, is it?
No, but it reminded me of that.
Oh, I got you.
I was doing background music for you, and you stopped to you know.
Well, I wasn't anticipating that. Send in your good neighbor of the day. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways you can get in a good neighbor to us here at the Big G.
I think that was pretty cool with background music.
Yeah, it was nice.
Maybe we ought to do that. Tammy.
It's National Daylight Appreciation Day.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Do you like ice cream sodas? I'm not a big fan.
I'm not. I don't.
Or a root beer float.
No, it makes them. It makes it icy. Yeah. I don't like it. It's National Vanilla Milkshake Day, Plain Yogurt Day, National Smoothie Day, and Cuckoo Warning Day.
Cuckoo Warning?
Mm-hmm. It's always observed on the first day of summer.
You know, you talk about banana milkshakes, you can go to Reeves Hay and get a nice banana milkshake.
Yeah. I forgot today is the first day of summer. How about that?
Yeah, well, it should have been on our list up here.
It should have been. Who cares?
All right. Actors who were one-hit wonders for our song of the day. And this one was number 17 on the U.S. charts in 1976.
But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I play your game. As though that's how it ought to be, because I'm easy.
That's Keith Carradine, by the way. Great actor, one of the Carradine brothers. That's from the movie Nashville.
Yep.
And that was a big hit movie.
So, if you want to try to picture who this is, he played the president in Madam Secretary.
Oh, of course, related to something to your age group, yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, that's when I hear him, it's like... That's the president.
He's Kung Fu's brother, the guy that played Kung Fu.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. It's taken work around the clock, but Memphis Light, Gas, and Water says they've restored electricity to most of the 10,000 customers left in the dark following Wednesday's storms. Work continues in parts of Tipton and Hardeman counties, where several roads were washed out due to the floodwater. In Middle Tennessee, downed trees kept crews busy Thursday as saturated ground led to multiple road closures and power outages. It's going to be a minute before traffic returns to normal on Interstate 40 at the North Carolina state line. Officials with TDOT say Thursday's flood and rock slide have damaged parts of the interstate again, and it could be at least 2 weeks before the roadway is back open. While the closure is in the same area that was damaged during Hurricane Helene, this damage is not as extensive, according to TDOT. Officials say that nearly 3.5 inches of rain fell within a 2-hour period Thursday. That's according to the National Weather Service. The heavy rainfall caused 4 rock slides in the area, the most severe of which occurred near exit 451.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The Mount Juliet Police Department is working to add more tech to their force after seeing what they say is success with programs like license plate readers. WKRN says commissioners recently approved a new program that will install more of that license plate technology, as well as partner access to business surveillance footage and artificial intelligence to fight crime. The program will also install 2 drones on city buildings so they can be deployed immediately during an emergency. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour, we've got Good Neighbor events coming up. Rewind is on the way, and another check of the weather. And we'll also take our first look at traffic coming up. That's going to be around 25, 26 till, 24 till, somewhere like that. And John and Brian with you this morning on this fabulous Friday. It is so good to have a Friday. And good news is no Brian for Saturday or Sunday. Then I come back and face him again.
Well, yeah. We asked for, you know, the rain spigot to finally stop.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's going to.
Really?
And get hot.
This is a weather report, a weather update with our local non-meteorologist, Brian Barrett.
It's going to be hot. We're looking at heat index stuff starting next week, like in the hundreds.
Mm.
So get ready.
Going to make that yard mow hard. But if it doesn't rain, you won't have to mow your yard.
We'll be in a heat dome.
A heat dome?
Have a big high pressure right over the area. The whole eastern half of the country is
going to
be.
So that's when the drought begins.
It's heating up. Well, today's first day of summer, so yeah, I guess that's Mother Nature's turning off the spigot.
It's been more normal than usual.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think it's been a little rain.
Yeah, even wetter, which I don't mind being a little wetter in June because you need the rain in July and August.
Sure.
You know, so you'll be asking for it for that. Now you lost my train of thought, what I was going to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I've got to look that. Oh, here it is. All right. Christian music. It's become very popular.
It has.
In fact, some of the songs. Look up Connor Frank.
Okay.
He is one of the biggest names in Christian. And it is starting to make the pop charts. Can you believe that?
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to play you a little segment of some Connor Frank music. He's one of the biggest stars.
Is there a particular song?
I don't think so. I think you can go. What do you have a list there I can go by?
Up is all I see. And Forrest Frank, but I'm not sure this is the same person. Frank, Connor Frank, F-R-A-N-K?
I think that's right. What does it say he is?
Could it be Forrest Frank?
Forrest Frank. Here you go.
Okay. All right. That helps.
I hope it's not some bad rapper.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Your Way's Better.
Okay. Hit it.
God is Good.
God is Good. That's it. Do it.
All right. So
here it is.
Well, not yet.
Hitting the pop charts. Forrest Frank. He just had a concert here in Nashville, too, by the way. Packed house. So... No, not yet. Nothing.
Well, I mean, there's going to be an ad here, I think. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. Forrest Frank.
Whoa.
I don't know where I got Connor, but I apologize.
There's one thing I know. Hey, yeah. God is good all the time. If he ain't, then you lying in the rain, in the shine.
That's just a little sample of Forrest Frank. Big, big star, and they're crossing over. There's several artists that are crossing over into pop music. So there you go. A little trend that... we've not really seen before.
Wonder if we'll see that song sung in a little country church. It'll be a minute probably for that, won't it?
See, you're so funny, Brian. You're so funny. It's time for Today in History. They're brought to you by our fans, our friends, our fans. Well, I guess they're fans, too, yeah. Of this radio station.
Yeah, you can take it or leave it.
Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in
time. My word, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Samuel Morse patents the telegraph in 1940. 1867, U.S. President Andrew Johnson announces the Alaska Purchase.
I'm going to purchase Alaska.
1893, Lizzie Borden acquitted of the 1892 axe murders of her father and stepmother. You know, they never did really find out who did that.
Axe murders?
Yeah. She went on to live a very long life. But they still think she did it. 1960, The Huckleberry Hound Show by Hanna-Barbera becomes the first animated program to win an Emmy.
The biggest show in town is Huckleberry Hound for all you guys and gals. The biggest clown in town is Huckleberry Hound with all his
clowns. Never missed the Saturday with it when it was on. 1975, Jaws, based on the book by Peter Benchley, directed by Steven Spielberg, and starring Roy Scheider, is released. Don't get in the water.
Don't.
I'm sure people appreciate us doing that while they're going to the beach this week. 1980, the musical comedy film The Blues Brothers, starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, featuring appearances by Aretha Franklin, Cab Calloway, and Ray Charles, opens in 594 theaters.
Why couldn't they find six more theaters just to make it even?
I know. 1993, the NBA Finals, Chicago Bulls becomes the first team since the legendary Boston Celtics of the 60s to win three consecutive titles. And the MVP was, guess who?
Michael.
Yep. 1994, former NFL running back, broadcaster, and actor O.J. Simpson reigned on murder of Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman. That's a look at today in history. Brandon Brooks is standing by with a little bit of rewind for you here on this Friday morning.
This is CBS Rewind. June 20th, 1970.
Everything is beautiful.
The NBC debut of The Ray Stevens Show.
And on his back, he had a Fender Concert Grand Piano with brass legs and 4 foot pedals, one just for show and a bonus nose hole.
It was canceled after seven episodes. This date in 1976.
The greatest comedy event of the 20th century.
The Mel Brooks comedy, Silent Movie.
And Time Magazine calls it inspired lunacy.
Was on top at the box office.
Funny without mercy.
June 20th, 1980. The release of the musical comedy, The Blues Brothers.
Well, me and the Lord, you gotta understand it. We're on a mission from God.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Lows drop to 67. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 72. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. There's been plenty of radar out here coming down I-40 in the Mount Juliet area through that stretch of Wilson County. 24 is trying to get a little bit heavier in the last few minutes westbound on 24 coming up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. 840 was radar earlier in certain parts of Williamson County as well. Be careful. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee for a car or a big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local family businesses. Don't miss the Juneteenth Festival this Saturday, 10 until 4, over at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. It is free. If you care about the natural beauty of our community, you are needed June 26th at the Stones River National Battlefield. On Thursday, June 26th, volunteers are needed to remove plants considered to be invasive species. Those are plants that are not natural to this area. If you volunteer on Thursday morning, June 26th, you'll be helping to restore the battlefield's natural landscape and improve the appearance of this historic area. That's Thursday, June 26th, 9 until noon. For more information, get with the folks over at the Stones River National Battlefield. Oh, the Parkinson Support Group meets every first and third Friday morning, 10 o'clock, at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Save lives. Give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Good morning to you out there in Radio Land.
Hello.
Driving around, be careful. Drive carefully, drive safely. Get up out of bed if you haven't gotten up yet. We're here to get you to work on time this morning on this Friday, June 20th.
If you want to go late, you can, though.
Yeah, you could go late. It's up to you. I mean, we're just there to keep you from getting late if you want to be on time.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, fine. Jeez.
Are you glad it's Friday?
I've got to tell the people what you're doing over here, though. You have a can of WD-40.
I do.
It's
a prop.
No, it's not. You're squirting your chair to keep it from squeaking.
Did you notice?
Well, I'm the one that came up with that. You did it with some kind of stuff you had here at the radio station that was 112 years old.
Well, that could be any number of things here. But I was trying to use what I had. I had to go buy that.
Oh, okay.
I don't get reimbursed for this stuff either.
Better get this dad joke in.
You know, I'm not really afraid of aging.
Really?
Just stairs, tiny print, and chairs that sit too low.
Can I think about that one?
Sure.
I'm not sure what I want to give you there. I'll be back with more. 641.
CBS News Brief. President Trump set a deadline on whether the U.S. will carry out a strike on Iran. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says it's contingent on whether Tehran agrees to give up nuclear ambitions.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, he will make that decision within the next 2 weeks.
A federal appeals court says the president can maintain control of the National Guard in L.A. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Trump could overplay his hand by trying to do this throughout the nation. And if that happens, I think the courts might push back on how much discretion the president has, even under the statute.
A man's been charged with plotting to kidnap Memphis Democratic Mayor Paul Young. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
When police later arrested that suspect, they found a taser, gloves, rope, and duct tape in his car.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
What began as a childhood lesson on a tractor in the far northwest corner of Tennessee has come full circle for E.J. Wood, who will step into his new role as Assistant Executive Director for the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, or TSSAA, on July 7th. A former two-sport college athlete at Lambert University, Wood's journey into education and athletics was sparked by his father's simple advice, quote, "Don't hit the fence." That early focus and discipline have defined a two-decade career in Tennessee schools. Following his athletic career, Wood taught at youth villages in Bartlett and held coaching and administrative roles at Watertown Elementary and Watertown High. In 2020, he began the founding athletic director at Green Hill High School in Lebanon, establishing its athletic programs from the ground up. Now he steps into statewide leadership following the retirement of longtime TSSAA administrator Gene Menez. Wood credits mentors such as his father, Gwen Wood, for whom the South Fulton baseball field is named, and Bethel interim AD Dave McCulley. He and his wife, Grace, along with their daughters, Inslee and Ellie, see the new chapter as a calling more than a career move. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County continues to earn accolades, securing a second AAA bond rating, this time from Finch Ratings. With a previous AAA from Moody Investor Services, Rutherford County is now one of only two Tennessee counties to hold multiple AAA ratings. Mayor Joe Carr, Budget Committee Chair Robert P., and Financial Director Michael Smith, CPA, all emphasize this achievement as a result of disciplined financial management and strategic planning. Commissioner Craig Harris noted it represents more than stability. It reflects the collective vision and stewardship of a rapidly growing community. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
Shop, save, and donate to the Habitat Restore.
And yes, we are open to the public.
And we keep 560 tons of materials out of the landfill. So be sure to donate your items to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Join me, Speedy Adler, and Greg for The Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
From the big news of the day to stories from everyday life, it's The Rick Burgess Show.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint, so even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different, so the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger longer, keep your bones stronger, all those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, the first time ever on the Wake Up Crew, I'm going to ask you to read your joke again.
Oh, no.
Because, to be quite honest with you, I gave you such little time. I want to do it complete justice. I want to be fair about my grading here.
I was going to do a little ad-libbing with it, too,
yeah,
but I just had to kind of...
Just pretend I haven't heard it, because I really haven't. just pretend I haven't heard it. Okay, I'm going to concentrate.
You know, John, now that I'm a grandfather, I've been thinking a lot. I'm not afraid of aging.
Really?
Just stairs, tiny print, and chairs that sit too low.
I don't know that more funny than true. So I'm going to knock it off a point for that.
Oh, wow. Knock it off a
point? It's not a five. I'm really struggling with this one. I don't think it deserves a four either. I think it's just a three.
I'm sad.
Well, I mean, at least I was fair and I gave you another chance.
I wouldn't have done that with Dalton here because I look at you and I think aging, and that's why I did it, you know.
I think it's a two now. Possibly a one. I'll let you know. I'll make my decision later. Just keep on talking, big boy.
Well, it's tiny print. You're having trouble seeing all of your copy. I'm having to use a huge hot font now.
One. I think it's a one.
Stairs. You hate the stairs here.
Let's just give it a zero. Let's just give it a... can I go lower than that? Man, that was cold.
You're going to use integers?
And here I was trying to be fair about it and let you get a second chance before I jumped the gun.
Well, you said five in the break.
No, I did not. I never said five. I said three. That's what you're going to get unless you open your mouth one more time. Ooh, I'm being disciplinarian.
Wow.
Open it up one more time and it'll be another demerit. How's that?
Man, you're angry.
I'm getting there, especially with you.
Are you glad it's Friday?
I am, because... Yeah, you know why. But I'm sure you'll send me a text of some kind on Friday night or something, tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, you never answer those.
I answer them sometimes if there's a question attached. But senior dog running around in circles is not exactly what I call, you know, important information that I need to answer immediately.
Well, I thought the last one that I sent to you and Dalton was kind of funny.
I can't remember. Which one was that?
It was the Beatles album cover of Abbey Road.
Oh, yeah.
There's the fifth Beatle in there.
Yeah, and the fifth Beatle was...
The Beetle Bug, the car, the Volkswagen.
Oh.
There's a Volkswagen Beetle in there.
I thought it would be Ed the Zebra. If you'd put Ed the Zebra in there, that would have been pretty cool.
It's the fifth Beetle.
Is that using AI? Is that what you're doing?
No, it's really on there.
Really?
And I never noticed it.
The car.
There's a
I'll have to go back and look. I think we've got one in my office in there.
Yeah. Look at it, and you'll see that it's parked as they're walking across the road. It's white. It's a VW Beetle.
Wow. You're so, wow, on top of things, aren't you?
Yeah. Try to be.
What are we doing now? Is this the birthdays today?
I think so. Speaking of the
Beatles. We got to celebrate some birthdays. We got a big, long list, too, today. Don't we? Yeah. Let's get to it. We better get to it.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1905, Lillian Hellman, American playwright. She wrote Toys in the Attic and Little Foxes, born in New Orleans, Louisiana. If Dalton were here, he would say they named mayonnaise after her. 1924, I'm tired. Chet Atkins, American guitarist, born in Luttrell, Tennessee. Is it Luttrell?
Oh, that's not it. Luttrell, I
Luttrell,
think that's right.
Okay.
Me and my guitar, always in the same mood. I am mostly flesh and bones. And
a lot of people don't know he sang. He was a pretty good singer, but mainly known for being a big-time record producer. 1925, Audie Murphy, you don't remember him, but he was an American soldier who was one among the most decorated in World War II with 33 medals, and then he became an actor in a lot of movies, To Hell and Back, Whispering Smith. He was also in a ton of westerns, and he died in 1971 in a plane crash. 1942, Brian Wilson, American singer, songwriter, vocal arranger, and producer. And it's so odd, he just passed away, but it's his birthday today. Born in Inglewood, California.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Can you imagine how intricate that was? You know, to do the bop bops and the, you know. That had to take a lot of practice. 1949, Lionel Richie, American singer, and he's also host of American Idol now, but he had a bunch of hits back in the 80s.
Hello.
Hello.
I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do.
In 1952, John Goodman was born, American actor. He played Dan Connor on Roseanne.
He was also Fred Flintstone in the live action.
Yeah, and a pretty good one, actually. Yeah. And Babe Ruth in the Babe Ruth story. 1967, Nicole Kidman, an Australian-American actress. She was in Dead Calm, The Hours, born in Honolulu, Hawaii. She's married to Keith Urban now. Now to local birthdays. Today, Bobby Hayes from her friends at WGNS. Jeff Peach, you know Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Coggan, Buddy Gamble, everybody knows Buddy. Chuck Arnett, Karen Young, Ann Daniel, and Jeremy Crossland. Tomorrow we celebrate Jim Swift, Cindy Pressure, Charles Joan, and Bruce Reed.
Send in your birthdays this morning. Got until 7:30 to get them in. We'll announce everybody at 8 o'clock and give away that Slick Pig banana pudding.
Our time is 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Lows drop to 67. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 72. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Good morning. The fire department's on the scene of this crash here in Brentwood. It's going to be at Franklin Pike at OHB, right at the intersection. As traffic starts to build on 65 up through Williamson County, a little bit of radar in the Mount Juliet area a little bit earlier, coming down I-40. You may see a lot of radar this weekend, so give yourself extra time. If you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof is leaking. Call Independent Roofing Specialist today. You'll be glad you did. Check them out first at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Leaks, clogs, or new installations, Roscoe Brown Plumbing is here to ensure water flows exactly where it needs to go in your home. Since 1940, our team of expert plumbers has provided Middle Tennessee with prompt, reliable service. From emergency repairs to routine maintenance, we're always here, ensuring your home's plumbing system is in tip-top shape. Trust in Roscoe Brown Plumbing for all your plumbing needs, where your family's comfort is our top priority.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Alan Butcher.
Well, the thing I like about Adams Place is that when you come here, you're coming to a complete healthcare system. You start off in independent living, and then if you need additional care, you go to assisted living. And we also have a memory unit and a rehab unit.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This weekend, you can eat really good food and travel to exotic locales, all without leaving the couch.
Welcome to Amsterdam.
Hallo. He'd tell you to get off the couch. Season 8 of Somebody Feed Phil, now streaming on Netflix with Phil Rosenthal. Globetrotting foodie who takes us this time to places like Amsterdam, Guatemala, even Boston.
At night, you serenade your girlfriend, your family member.
I do.
I mean, it's not just the food. It's the people you meet in the show, too, right?
The people are the best part. Food is the great connector. I think the world would be better if we all could experience a little bit of other people's experiences.
Yeah.
I'm not preachy. I'm not saying that in the show. I'm just showing it.
So get out there and eat and check out new episodes of Somebody Feed Phil now on Netflix. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, good, welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We've got news coming up at 7 o'clock. Tammy Cottle, as you hear the music from Tammy in the background. Tammy Cottle's today's good neighbor of the day for being there when you need a friend. Tammy Cottle will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Aw, it's very nice, isn't it?
Love, Tammy, Tammy. I'm going to cry here in a minute.
Send in your good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also get to it at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And a reminder, we're taking the birthdays for today and tomorrow at 615-893-1450. But you better get them in here pretty quick. You got until 7:30. In about an hour, we're going to announce everybody on the list.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Brian and I will be back right after the news around 7:11 with much more of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump gives Iran more time.
What he really wants is for Iran to abandon its nuclear program.
ICE confronted
at Dodger Stadium.
Intense heat ushers in summer.
Record highs, many in the triple digits during the day.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Israeli warplanes attacked targets today in western Iran. Iran fired missiles into southern Israel. The White House says President Trump will decide within 2 weeks if the U.S. should get involved in the conflict. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Trump now has Iran on the clock. Make a deal or risk the U.S. taking military action.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, he will make that decision within the next 2 weeks.
The White House says correspondence between the two countries continues.
There's a chance for diplomacy. The president's always going to grab it, but he's not afraid to use strength as well.
Talks begin today in Geneva, Switzerland, between top diplomats from Germany, France, and the United Kingdom, and Iranian representatives. The U.S. isn't participating, but the British are set to tell the Iranians an American proposal is still on the table, which prevents domestic enrichment of nuclear fuel for what Iran claims is a civilian nuclear program.
Correspondent Holly Williams is in Iraq with opponents of the regime in Iran watching closely.
Khawaja Fatahi is a leader in one of Iran's outlawed opposition parties. Her group represents the Kurdish ethnic minority. They want to topple the Iranian regime. And Fatahi told us American airstrikes might help that. But she does not want Israel or the U.S. to engineer regime change.
We don't want their boots on the ground.
Iran's supreme leader says any U.S. military intervention will be met with irreparable damage.
Here at home in Memphis, a man has been charged with stalking and plotting to kidnap the city's Democratic mayor. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Police say surveillance video shows Trenton Abston scaled a wall to get into Mayor Paul Young's subdivision, went straight to Young's house, and knocked on the door Sunday night. Police say Abston had a taser, rope, and duct tape when he was arrested. He's been charged with attempted kidnapping, stalking, and trespassing. The alleged kidnapping attempt was just a day after two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses were shot at their homes by a man posing as a police officer.
An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles following protests over immigration raids. And the latest L.A. hotspot for protests at a showdown with ICE agents was Dodger Stadium, as we hear from CBS's Carter Evans.
The Dodgers blocked federal agents from entering their stadium.
ICE out of L.A.!
ICE out of L.A.!
That's when protesters hit the streets outside Dodger Stadium.
I just saw guys, like, behind a door, like, maybe putting on some tactical gear.
It's time everybody step up and say that this is, what's happening is not right.
In a social media back and forth, the Dodgers said ICE agents requested permission to enter the parking lots, but they were denied. ICE says, false. We were never there. But the U.S. Department of Homeland Security weighed in, saying this had nothing to do with the Dodgers and that Customs and Border Patrol vehicles were on site, unrelated to any operation or enforcement.
Brutal heat is forecast for millions of people today in the Midwest and East. Dozens of record temperatures are expected to fall right through Monday. CBS's Rob Marciano.
Summer arrives tonight at 10:42 Eastern Time, and right on cue, Mother Nature is cooperating with a heat wave building, the hottest air of the year. Over 20 states already from the east through the Midwest in the alert zone, and this number will only grow as we go through the weekend. So temperatures tomorrow are going to be in the 90s in places like Des Moines, up and over 100 degrees in Lincoln, Nebraska. On Sunday, the heat begins to stretch off towards the east. 100 expected on Sunday in Omaha, 96 in Chicago. That's going to feel hot in the city. Certainly get to the lake if you can. 93 in Scranton.
AAA expects a record 72 million people will travel 50 miles or more for the July 4th holiday period. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The Independence holiday travel stretch is expected to be the summer's busiest. AAA says the number of flyers will tick up more than 1% over last year's record rush.
The top 10 heaviest travel days in TSA history have all happened within the past year, and we expect to see more heavy volumes this summer.
AAA expects most will drive over the 4th of July, a record of nearly 62 million, up 1.3 million from last year.
Coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Grammy-winning singer Chris Brown pleaded not guilty today to a charge that he beat and seriously injured a music producer with a bottle in a London nightclub in 2023. Another defendant also entered a not guilty plea. A federal bankruptcy judge will decide today whether to approve the multi-billion dollar settlement involving Purdue Pharma, maker of the pain medication OxyContin. CBS's Scott McFarland takes us to ground zero of the opioid crisis, West Virginia.
Jared Buckhalter is a young dad who's the size of a college linebacker. It was a football injury that eventually overpowered him at 16 when he was hooked on painkilling pills.
Take the best feeling that you've ever had in your life and times that by 10. To a normal person, that's how I could really explain it to someone that has never experienced it.
How do you quit that?
That's the problem.
Buckhalter lives near Morgantown, West Virginia, the state with the highest opioid overdose death rate in the nation. He's nearly 6 years clean.
Every day, recovery has to be my number one priority.
After years of negotiating and the collapse of a previous deal, the company and its owners will pay more than $7 billion over the next 15 years, if approved. Dr. Patrick Marshallick is an addiction specialist at West Virginia University. He says he'd like some, but not all of the money spent on treatments.
They say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and I know that's kind of cliched, but yes, we have tools to help people once they get sick, but it'd be nice to have less people getting sick.
Roughly 10%, about $850 million of the settlement will go to those who suffered addiction or families of those who died.
There will be a seventh and deciding game in the NBA Finals.
Halliburton finds a spot, launches, and hits long three-pointer from Halliburton.
Indiana's injured star Tyrese Halliburton played about half the game and scored 14 points to lead the Pacers to a 108-91 win over Oklahoma City on ABC. Game 7 is Sunday night. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got a check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Lows drop to 67. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 72. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's been pretty quiet out here so far, but it has increased coming through Mount Juliet. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County through Mount Juliet on into Hermitage, Donelson. Traffic's over here moving at the moment. I-40 there at Donelson Pike, passing B&A Airport as it builds up through Brentwood and Franklin on 65 through Williamson County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. You can check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is the Wake Up Crew, June the 20th. It is the 1683rd episode of the Wake Up Crew. If you just join in at this time of the morning, maybe on your way to work, try an hour earlier on your smart speaker. Come on just around 11 minutes or so after 6 and take you through the morning. But thanks for being here with us. On a finally Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey!
It's Friday.
Indeed. Good Friday to you.
Whoa, yeah. Woohoo. Yeah.
You awake over there?
No. I took a little nap between while the news was on. I'm just now waking up.
Been a little sleepy this morning, I think, haven't you?
Have you yawned 4 or 5 times? Are you keeping track?
No. You just...
I don't have a peanut butter crustable over there that I can eat.
That gives you a good oomph.
Boost
right
of
when
energy.
You need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, just looking to see if anything going on this weekend. Looks like... second week of Newsies, if you like that, at the Art Center of Cannon County.
Oh.
The musical,
yeah.
Newsies. My daughter likes that one, Newsies. I don't think she's going to get to go, though. It's their busy time, getting ready for fireworks.
Yeah, a lot of fireworks sales going on.
They actually, the tents, I think, open up today.
Do they?
I think so. I think it's, let's see, yeah, 2 weeks before the 4th of July, so today is the first day they can open. And I think they're open maybe a week after or something like that.
Yeah. They got to sell all the ones they don't sell.
Yeah.
To try to get rid of those.
They've got, I don't know how many tents they've got all over Middle Tennessee.
Do they have distributors that help them too, like during the 4th of July, or do they do that themselves? You know how you get families to go out and sell fireworks?
Yeah, they do the same thing. Yeah. You have to stay at those tents, though.
Yeah.
The one at Crossroads in Walter Hill, that's their Surefire. That's their tent that they...
Is that where she's going to be staying?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not. But, you know, they have to troubleshoot. Somebody runs low with something, they have to, you know, make sure they get them there.
You can make some good money at that. I know some friends that did that for years and years and years.
A lot of coaches do that.
Yeah.
Just in the summertime. It's kind of dead period.
One big clump of change and there you go.
So, I guess those are the big things that are going on.
Kind of a dull week. Town. It'll be. I guess fireworks show will be held on the 4th of July here.
Yep. On that Friday night, it's been pretty successful moving it out to Medical Center Parkway.
It's a much more. You can see it from a lot more different places.
And
there.
And the getting out is so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, it could take hours over off of.
I've told you my
Sports
secret Kyle. Place where I go.
Yeah.
I've never been run off there either.
But if you could get up on the roof of the new building there, that would be, like, perfect.
Well, hey, why don't we do that? You pull some strings, can't you?
I don't know. That's a big string. But anyway, some of the stuff going on. It's Friday, like we said. Song of the Day. That's what we're going to get to. This is the president and Madam Secretary.
Yeah, he's David Carradine's brother. David Carradine played Kung Fu. He was in Kung Fu. And there's a bunch of brothers. There's Robert Carradine, who played in Revenge of the Nerds and Nerds.
Okay.
All three, four movies that they did.
They're all brothers, huh?
He played the Bucktooth one.
Oh.
Can't think of his name, but anyway.
Bonzaru? No, I'm just kidding.
There's three Carradine brothers, yeah. And their father was an actor, too. So.
Carradine brothers. Keith, Robert, and Bruce. And Christopher must have been the dad.
There's David, too. David Carradine.
Okay.
Maybe that's who Bruce was. I don't know.
Maybe it was Bruce. David.
And who was their father?
Oh, David. I see David Carradine.
Who was their father?
There's a Christopher Carradine, and it looks like it's an older picture.
I can't think of what his name was. Yeah, I can't remember his name. But anyway, he was an actor. And they all are actors.
Christopher Carradine was the architect who became vice president of Walt Disney Engineering. Imagineering.
Oh, okay.
May not be the same one, but anyway. Okay, song of the day. He's got our song of the day. It's, I'm Easy, 1975. It was the charted at number, 17 on the U.S. charts in 76.
But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game as though that's how it ought to be. Because I'm easy.
John, have you ever wondered what abbreviations stand for on some weird things? I mean, they have a meaning, but sometimes, you know, like pounds, LB. Why is it LB? Do you know?
No, I do not know.
It's a Roman unit of measurement called Libra Pondo.
Oh.
LB.
That's cool news.
Number, N-O dot, you know, to do like number one, number two. It's Latin for numero.
This is some exciting stuff.
It
continue,
is.
Continue, please.
OZ.
Ounces.
Ounces. You spell it out O-U-N-C-E-S. Kind of a cousin to pounds because it's Latin. U-N-C-I-A. Unsa. So there you go. A.M. P.M. That was the one I was really wanting to get to. What does A.M. and P.M. stand for?
Prime Meridian.
You're very close. A.M., anti-meridium, means before noon. P.M., post-meridium, means afternoon.
I was close.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Latin. Did you take Latin?
I did.
Well, that's why you know.
Puer et puella est in silvam, which means the boy and the girl are in the forest.
Wow.
That's Latin.
Thanks. You know what CC and BCC stand for, like when you're emailing?
Before Christ?
No.
Oh.
CC and BCC.
Carbon copy?
Yeah. And a BCC is a blind carbon copy. They don't know you sent it to them.
Wow.
If you want to be secretive. How about some sports?
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Pacers came ready to play in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, blowing out the Thunder 108-91. Pacers had six players in double digits. Obi Toppin was the leading scorer off the bench with 20 points. Tyrese Haliburton had 14 points and 5 assists. Pascal Siakam with a double-double. For OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 21 points in the loss.
The way I see it is we suck tonight. We have to learn the lessons. And we have one game. For everything we've worked for, and so do they. And the better team Sunday will win.
That's right. Game 7 on Sunday at 8 Eastern. In baseball, the Padres survived 5-3 against the Dodgers to avoid a four-game sweep. The Mets have lost 6 in a row after the Braves defeated them 7-1, and the Phillies edged the Marlins 2-1. At the CONCACAF Gold Cup, USA defeated Saudi Arabia 1-0 to advance to the knockout round.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us. business, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, June 21st, we're getting out of the gate with thoroughbred action across the country. Belmont at the Big A is our first stop. Race 6, the New York Stallion Stakes, 6 furlongs on turf for 3-year-old males. You got an 8-horse field, the number 6. Soon to Be King is the top pick here, trained by George Weaver. He has been the money in all 5 starts in 2025 with 2 wins. Next up is a turf sprint at Laurel Park in Maryland. Race 6 is the Ben's Cat Stakes, 6 furlongs on grass, 10-horse field. We like the outside post, the number 10, Tall Order. This son of Outwork has won his last 3 starts at Laurel Park. Thistle down in Ohio is where we head next. The Grade 3 Ohio Derby is raced 12, a mile and eighth on dirt, 10 3-year-old males running. The number 10, Moplex, is our top pick. New York bred son of Complexity has been in the money in all 7 starts with 4 wins. We also like the number 2, Chunk of Gold. He's winless this year in 4 starts, but he's got 3 seconds. We're heading west to Los Alamitos. Race 8, the Bertrando Stakes. You got 7 California breds running a mile on dirt. The number 7, Kings River Knight. He has won 11 of 18 career starts. We'll finish at Churchill Downs. It's Downs After Dark. Race 9 is the Grade 3 Chicago Stakes. 7 furlongs on dirt for older fillies and mares. A very competitive 11-horse field. The number 9, My Main Squeeze, is our top pick here for trainer Mike Maker. Put her in a super effective box with the number 5, Baba for Cherie DeVoe. The number 2, Minx Palace for Eddie Keneally. And the number 1, Emery for trainer Brad Cox. Gotta hunt, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 722 News Radio, WGNS 101.9, 100.5, WGNSradio.com. Time for What We're Watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island.
This morning, we're going to talk about some of the most anticipated TV shows of the summer. Now, this takes in streaming networks as well. Coming in at number 10, The Waterfront puts a fishing family in treacherous waters. Waterfront on Netflix. It's a Netflix original focusing on a family on the verge of collapse. Coastal Carolina fishing.
Is that a series?
I think so. Okay. I think it does look like a series. It's got Jake Weary, Maria Bello.
Oh, okay. I know her.
Yeah. Holt Buckley in that as well. Smoke comes in at number 9, a new crime drama from Apple TV, starring Taron Egerton as an arson investigator.
Oh, wow. That should be good.
Mm-hmm. So, again, that's on Apple TV. Ironheart, the next offering in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, drops on Disney Plus June 24th. So, there you go with that. The Disney Plus series reconnects with Dominique Thor's Ironheart, or Riri Williams, who was in Black Panther and Wakanda Forever and all that. So, Ballard expands the Bosch franchise. Did you ever watch that much? Gosh, what was his name? The guy who played that. Anyway, Maggie Q is going to play Renee Ballard. And it's kind of a L.A. crime police department kind of thing. Bosch Legacy, and then it just kind of continues that that world. Countdown is a fresh start with some familiar faces. Supernatural's Jensen Ackles is in that, an LAPD detective. So,
a lot of crime dramas.
Yep, that's on Prime. Number 5, Washington Black follows an escaped slave on the path to freedom. And that is going to be on Hulu.
That should be good.
Based in the early 1800s. The life of George Washington Black, a slave confined to a plantation, and his work to escape.
Eyes of Wakanda expands on Disney Plus in August. So continuing the saga there on, let's see, Disney. It's part of, I think it's animated though. It is animated. So, Chief of War, Jason Momoa on Apple TV is coming up. Of course, he was Aquaman. But he's going to play a Hawaiian warrior in the early 1800s who participates in the, trying to, the four warring kingdoms in Hawaii and how all of that came together. So this is kind of a passion work for him, Jason Momoa. I think he had a lot to do in the writing of it. Here's one that a lot of people are excited about. I'm not sure. I never really got into it, but Dexter, Resurrection. Oh, yeah. The next chapter of Dexter.
Weird.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of it.
This is called Dexter Resurrection, premiering July 11th, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
I was watching, I think of Jason Momoa, mm-hmm. and I think of the comic book character Aquaman.
Yeah.
He doesn't look anything like Aquaman.
No.
You know, he was blonde-haired, good-looking guy in the comics. It's weird.
A lot of people think he's a good-looking guy.
Well, he's good, yeah, but yeah. I mean, he doesn't look like
he doesn't. He's not
like the cartoon the comic character.
No. Yeah. There's more. This is number one.
Okay.
Coming to Hulu August 12th, Alien. Romulus, that was last year. Now this is going to be Alien Earth.
Is that based on the movies?
I think so.
Okay.
This is an FX original. And so this, you know, it's before 2 years before the events of the original Alien film is when this takes place. So Alien Earth just kind of expands on that franchise. And this is apparently going to be a multi-season thing because FX has already signed up for several more seasons of this upcoming series. But it's supposed to debut in August on Hulu. So
whatever happened to Ghost Story? You remember they had every year they'd have a different cast and a different is about a ghost. Do you remember that?
I know what you're talking
Jessica
about.
Jessica Lange was in the first couple of them, and she played some kind of weird. I never watched it, but they had several seasons of it. I think Unknown Detective or True Detective's coming back too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, just a few of the things you might get excited about coming up this summer on TV.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The residents are so interesting. The table that I usually have my meals with, we have a person there from Seattle. We have a very successful Murfreesboro businessman. We have a teacher who lived in Buffalo. And we have a woman who was one of the first workers in Oak Ridge. So it's a variety of people here and all interesting, I think.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:30. It is finally Friday, June the 20th.
And happy birthday today to Bobby Hayes and Jeff Peach, Adam Coggin, Buddy Gamble, Chuck Arnett, Karen Young, Ann Daniel, and Jeremy Crossland. Tomorrow, Jim Swift, Cindy Pressure, Charles Jones, and Bruce Reed have birthdays.
So, John mentioned tomorrow, since it's Saturday, we do each weekday morning, so that's why we have the Saturday birthdays. Anniversaries, too, but now is the time to let us know. Deadline time to get in your birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to announce everybody's name coming up here in just a few, top of the hour, and give away banana pudding from Slick Pig.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
We're going to check traffic, weather, news, all straight ahead, then some trivia this morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Lows drop to 67. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 72. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72.
Good morning. Traffic's a little bit heavier than it was coming through Mount Juliet right now, trying to get in to Hermitage, coming in from Wilson County on I-40 going westbound. 65, a little bit busy there at Trinity Lane. There's a minor accident out in Antioch in the 100 block of Oakey Trail. They just arrived on the scene of that crash. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof is starting to leak a little bit. It's okay. Call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
As Independence Day nears, cities across Rutherford County, including Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, are reinforcing local fireworks laws to ensure a safe celebration. Murfreesboro Fire Marshal Brian Lowe reminds residents that fireworks may only be discharged on July 3rd and 4th between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. Similar regulations apply in Smyrna, where fireworks are allowed from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on those same days. Discharging fireworks on public property is strictly prohibited, and violators could face fines. Firework sales in the cities are also tightly regulated, requiring state permits and adherence to storage guidelines set by the Tennessee State Fire Marshal. For those looking for a safe and festive option, Murfreesboro's Celebration Under the Stars at the Fountains at Gateway kicks off at 4:30 p.m. on July 4th, with fireworks at 9 p.m. Smyrna will host its event on July 3rd at Lee Victory Recreation Park, and Laverne's Celebration starts at 6 p.m. on July 4th at Veterans Memorial Park. Meanwhile, in Laverne, a recent high-speed chase on Jefferson Pike ended in the arrest of two individuals. The pursuit began when K-9 officer Fesmir attempted a traffic stop, prompting the male driver to flee into nearby woods. A woman connected to the vehicle was arrested after providing false information and found with Schedule 3 drug and contraband. The male suspect was later located and taken into custody at a residence facing multiple charges, including felony evading and driving on a revoked license. Laverne police commended officers for their swift response and urged residents to continue reporting suspicious activity. That's all for now. For more local news, check out our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
We're at Adam's Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adam's Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adam's Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adam's Place.
I'm Terry Deal.
Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time here on News Radio WGNS, and it is time for some trivia today. And on today's trivia, it is 1960s artists and singers. The category.
Here will be no help.
The first question. Who released the single What a Wonderful World in 1967? Do you even need a list of choices?
Well, yeah, just to be safe.
Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, or Louis Armstrong?
Sam Cooke wasn't in there? Louis Armstrong.
That's correct. 1967.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which musician headlined the Woodstock Festival in 69? Janis Joplin, Bruno Mars, Jimi Hendrix, or Carlos Santana?
Janis Joplin.
And that is incorrect.
Oh.
It was Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
He did the Star Spangled Banner to lead it all.
Oh, well, that's apparently nitpicky. Okay.
Who released the single Son of a Preacher Man in 1968? Was that Aretha Franklin, Ed Sheeran, Dusty Springfield, or Petula Clark?
Dusty Springfield.
That is correct.
The only one that could ever teach me was the Son of a Preacher Man.
Which singer, who was prominent in the 60s, was referred to as the Queen of Jazz? Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, Lady Gaga, or Billie Holiday?
60s?
Yes, the Queen of Jazz. Very prominent in the 60s.
Okay, you do understand. I wasn't that old.
I know. Yeah, I do know.
I'm going to go with Ella Fitzgerald.
And that would be the correct answer.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix notably covered a song by which band in 1967? The Who, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, or The Impressions? He covered a song from which band in 67?
Wow, I don't know. I don't know if I knew the song.
I know. I don't know the song either.
The Who and the what?
The Who, The Beatles, The Impressions, or The Rolling Stones?
I think that's a little early for The Who. I'm just stumped.
The Beatles. He did a cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Hearts Club Band.
All right.
Which singer released the single Have You Ever Loved a Woman in 1960 in the 60s? Was it B.B. King, Freddie King, Ray Charles, or Elvis Jimmy Cliff? Singer released a single, Have You Ever Loved a Woman in the 60s?
And the choices again are?
B.B. King, Freddie King, Ray Charles, or Elvis Jimmy Cliff.
Is that Elvis Jimmy Cliff one name?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take a guess at it. B.B. King?
It was Freddie King.
I never heard of the guy.
Yeah. Who released the song Blue Train in 1960? Miles Davis, Thomas the Tank Engine, John Coltrane, or Sonny Rollins?
Oh, I don't know. John Coltrane. Or Miles Davis, one of those two.
You are correct, John Coltrane.
Okay.
Who originally released the song Everybody's Talking in 1966?
Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson, Fred Neil, Bob Dylan, or Elvis Presley?
Harry Nilsson.
Sure did. Baby Love and You Can't Hurry Love are singles by which 60s Motown group? The Temptations, The Intruders, Martha and the Vandellas, or The Supremes?
That would be The Supremes.
And that would be a correct answer. Who partnered Art Garfunkel on many hits in the 60s and 70s? Was it James Taylor, Paul Simon, Bob Dylan, or Paul McCartney?
Paul Simon.
And Paul Simon is the correct answer.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Who had a hit in 68 with the song Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay? Elvis Presley, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, or Percy Sledge?
Otis Redding. That was right before he died.
Sure was. Which 60s icon is famous for blonde bouffant hair and evening gowns? Hulk Hogan, Petula Clark, Janis Joplin, or Dusty Springfield?
Okay, say it again.
60s icon famous for blonde bouffant hair and evening gowns.
I thought Dusty Springfield, but it could be Petula Clark.
It is Dusty Springfield. And that is 60s artist and singers.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew, wrapping it up here on this Friday, June 20th. Just 14 days until the 4th of July. Doing a little flag waving, says Middle Tennessee Electric, who power the Wake Up Crew here on WGNS. And with that being said, don't forget their internet company, United Communications, delivers fast 99.99% reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. MTE.com/internet for more information. Today, we salute our good neighbor of the day, Tammy Caudill, our good neighbor, for being there when you need a friend. Tammy Caudill receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, your good neighbor station. Send in your good neighbor nominations. Easy to do. Name, address, phone number, and just a quick sentence why you think they should be good neighbor of the day. And then once you fill out that web form and click submit or mail it in to us, name, address, phone number, sentence, why. It's what we need. That web form will prompt you for all of those questions. But however you can get them in, do that, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, I'm not really afraid of aging.
Really?
No. Just stairs, tiny print, and chairs that sit too low.
Replay.
I believe, according to my records, I gave that a 3.
5, wasn't it?
I believe it was a 3.
Well, let's go back and listen.
Your jokes are amazing.
It had to be a 5.
No, not this time. Good try, though.
What have we learned today?
Well, you talked some gibberish about...
Gibberish?
CC, what CC stands for.
Carbon BCC. Copy. Blind carbon copy.
Yeah. And you did AM and PM.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what?
AM? Like AM radio or
no,
time?
AM time, I thought.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's...
Meridian.
Anti... meridian before noon. P.M. Mm-hmm. is post-meridian. P.M.
Other than that, that's about all I know. Mm-hmm. We played trivia, 60 singers.
Yeah, singers, artists. We talked about some of the more anticipated TV shows of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you talk about in your hour?
I don't remember a thing.
I don't either.
You weren't listening. I know why you don't remember. I should be able to remember. I've just been kind of throwing stuff out there this week. Have you noticed?
I have.
Well,
it's cuckoo warning day because it's the first day of summer. I don't know why it's cuckoo warning day.
I don't understand what that means.
Like a cuckoo clock.
Oh.
But I don't know why you have to warn. I don't know.
Wasn't it some other days there in there too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was just one that I tried to do a little research on. National Flip-Flop Day. I didn't mention that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, summer kind of coincides with it.
We always
wearing flip-flops at home, don't you?
I need to.
Oh, you're just going barefoot?
Yeah.
Sock feet?
My feet hurt.
Sock feet?
Yeah. I've got some really comfy flip-flops, though.
I bet you have. I'm going to buy some house shoes, I think.
You know, I tried that. Didn't really like them.
I've never really been a big fan of them either, but I need to try them again.
And I don't like walking in sock feet because my floors are slippery with socks.
Yeah, I even go to the mail and stuff and get my mail in my sock feet.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I have to buy so many socks. They wear out.
You have carpet, though, so I mean that would be okay.
No, I don't have carpet. I've got wood floors.
All through the house?
I just have a big rug.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I decorate my house with rugs.
Thanks for